As the new year begins, governors, mayors, and other elected officials will deliver addresses aimed at setting the debate for the year ahead. Most will tout their previous work. All will call for one new effort or another. But few, if any, will talk about an issue that impacts nearly every other policy: poverty. 10.4% of all Mass residents live below the poverty line. 686,597 are our friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family members who don't have income above $24,340 for a family of four. The scope of the problem is even greater when you think about how meager that line is and how many families and individuals live just above it. Not poor legally, but living in poverty in nearly every other sense. Not surprisingly, the problem is worse for children, women, and people of color. This is true in Massachusetts and across the country. 13.3% of children in Massachusetts live below the poverty line. 11.3% of women in Massachusetts live below the poverty line. 20.6% of African Americans live below the poverty line. 26.5% of Latino residents in Massachusetts live below the poverty line. Just as true is that poverty has geographic trends. In and around major cities, the geography of poverty is about divides. Suffolk County, home of Boston, has a poverty rate of 19.8%, drastically higher than the state average, and the surrounding four counties, which have poverty rates of 7.5, 7.07, 9.7, and 11.5%. Outside of major metro areas and their suburbs, poverty rates rise. The four western counties of Massachusetts have poverty rates of 13% in Berkshire County, 11.7% in Franklin County, 14.7% in Hampshire County, and 16.9% in Hamden County. A case can be made on moral grounds to tackle poverty, but maybe more compelling is the idea that reducing poverty makes nearly every other issue our public leaders will work to address easier to solve. Want to address educational outcomes? Children raised in poverty hear on average 32 million fewer words than their better-off classmates, slowing their development and starting them off behind. Want to reform criminal justice or reduce recidivism? States and other local governments have resorted to charging fees and fines to defendants and convicts throughout the criminal justice system. Criminal justice debt at best slows the ability of individuals to fully reenter society, and at worst, it keeps individuals locked up, not because they are guilty, but because they cannot afford to pay back penalties. Want to step in where the current federal administration is stepping back on healthcare? According to the CDC and the University of Wisconsin, poor communities have a higher premature death rate, higher rates of disabilities, and are seeing their local hospitals close while hospitals open in wealthy suburbs. There is no avoiding poverty and its impact on our society. If our leaders want to solve the problems we ask them to solve, odds are they will have to reduce poverty. For too long, the conventional political wisdom has told political leaders there are no votes in talking about poverty, let alone acting to reduce it. Hopefully, if one good thing came out of our political dialogue in 2017, it's that conventional wisdom is challenged more often than it's accepted. If that's the case, many of those states of the Commonwealth, city and state, will soon shift their focus from issues that are impacted by poverty to poverty itself.